time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Hollywood, what do you got here on a Friday, Mr. Sarcasm?
All right, Joe, we're going to start it off in the NFL here. And, of course, Antonio Brown has been the hot topic in the NFL the past few weeks, and whether he ends up on another team is yet to be seen. But TMZ caught up with Julio Jones, of course, of the Atlanta Falcons, and they asked Julio if he would like to play with Antonio Brown.
Hey, last thing, man. What do you think about AB maybe joining the Falcons? Would you like to see that?
Who that?
Antonio Brown. Would you like to see him join the Falcons?
Nah, man. We tight over here. We good over here.
You good over there? Yeah. You're the man, man. You take care.
You never hear that, by the way.
By the way, he is right. There's no room.
No, I understand that, but you ask Odell Beckham or Jarvis or one of these other guys around the league, like, hey, wouldn't you want to play with Antonio Brown? Like, hell yeah, bring Antonio Brown here. Hey, Julio, you want to play with him? Now we're straight.
Yeah, we don't. That's
not surprising to you, he said that?
That is kind of a strange thing to say.
It was. But if there's two guys that couldn't play together and it wouldn't be a good combination.
It's Julio and it's Antonio Brown.
I would guess they probably respect each other but don't want to play together. And he came out and said the two Alabama first-round picks were just fine. We're fine together.
Shock you at all if I told you that Antonio Brown and Julio Jones were number one and number three in targets last season. There's not enough footballs in Atlanta.
Is it weird that we never see that in the NFL? Guys try to team up. Like, it's all they do in the NBA.
There's only a certain amount of footballs to go man. You can't have 170, 180 targets. 160 targets, whatever it is.
I could see a wide receiver trying to recruit a running back or a running back trying to recruit a tight end, but not a wide receiver trying to get another wide receiver.
I got to see what a huddle was like with Clayton and Duper. Can you imagine what it would be like with Julio Jones and Antonio Brown?
The
pouting and screaming that went on?
I would love to see it.
Antonio Brown literally may walk out of a game and just quit. He may just leave the state. Just quit.
He already did that.
I know. He might do it again.
By the way, Julio Jones, 170 targets, led the NFL last season. You think he wants another guy in there? They got 168.
He said this thing's working just fine here.
All right, guys. You ready for a little more Stephen A. Smith? You went on another rant.
Another?
Yesterday. Wow. So he had the Cliff Kingsbury rant. He was upset because hired because he's good looking and looks like Sean McVay.
Very funny. By the way, some of the best work Stephen A.'s ever done.
That was pretty good. Let's listen to this one. Here's his latest rant on the Jets.
There's like this plague going on around New York City, evidently, where some people have been touched and contaminated by gangrene, who doesn't deserve the nickname gangrene because there is nothing about them that has been gang-like. A gang implies togetherness, unity, but also not for the most, dare I say, favorable or pleasant causes. And they actually strike fear in people. When have the New York Jets struck fear in anybody else in recent memory? When has that happened? When has it happened? Stop calling them gangrene. It's an insult to gangs.
I think Stephen A. Smith needs a day or two off.
Hey. Without seeing him, he's making me laugh the last couple of days.
I know, he's been good, but he's
you
got some.
You want to hear the Kingsbury one
yeah,
again?
Yeah, can I hear that? That was very good. We got to hear that again. That was one of the best all time.
This dude Kingsbury that just got hired by the Arizona Cardinals. I mean, my goodness. John, JC, did I miss something? Was Kingsbury's team the one that won the national championship this Monday instead of Dabo Sweeney? Was that his team? Am I missing something? I don't understand. Is there something that I have missed here? Is there something that I have failed to comprehend? Is this guy some golden boy that I missed? Was this guy the hot ticket that everybody should be clamoring for? The man didn't even have a 500 record at Texas Tech. He got an offensive coordinator's job at USC, and before he had a chance to take a leak, this brother's got a head coaching job in the National Football League. How much time, Duno, John, did he actually spend at USC? What, a week? He didn't even have an opportunity to go to Roscoe's for chicken and waffles. I mean, what the hell is going on?
Oh, man.
And this guy is some candidate that you're clamoring for? Oh, okay, okay, he's photogenic. The ladies will love Mr. Kingsbury. Mr. Cliff Kingsbury. I mean, let's stop the presses right now. The ladies are going to be all over the place drooling over Cliff Kingsbury. He's photogenic. In some people's eyes, it looks like a model. In my personal opinion, he looks like he belongs on The Bachelor. Here's the problem. He looks like he belongs on The Bachelor more than he belongs on the sideline as a head coach for a National Football League team. You got to be kidding me. He coached Patrick Mahomes. He coached Case Keenum. He coached Johnny Manziel. Really? Really?
Oh, man, I just... keep, and by the way, he wins because the teams respond to him.
Of course.
Taking shots at him about not knowing who was playing and who's been injured all year.
Yeah.
He wins, though. Stephen A., he wins, right? At the
Those
end of the day.
Two pretty good rants.
Yeah, pretty good ones. Yeah. What else you got, Woody?
All right, guys, if you didn't like Trevor Lawrence before, here's a really cool story about him. So Clemson got Chick-fil-A for their post-game meal.
Yeah.
So all the guys are out there eating Chick-fil-A. Now, Trevor Lawrence told ESPN that he actually does his film study at a Chick-fil-A in Clemson. He pulls out, he sits at a booth, and that's where he watches all of his game film. He eats little chicken biscuits and chicken sandwiches and stuff.
How about that?
I think this guy, he's growing on me more and more.
Oh, this guy's got sponsorships.
He hangs out at Chick-fil-A and does his film study.
Yep. How about, it's so funny. Remember the Tua crush that everybody had? It kind of slowed down a little bit, and now it's on this Clemson freshman, man. He is the hottest thing going. Is he going to get all these national championships? Best pure passer as a true freshman in the history of college football. I mean, they're saying all kinds of stuff about this guy.
Wow.
All right, how's this for motivation? The Saints will be playing, of course, this weekend against the Eagles, and Sean Payton wheeled in the Lombardi Trophy along with $225,000 in cash and said, win three bleeping games to his team. Apparently got them all very riled up.
I loved it.
How's that for motivation?
I thought it was good. She put the cash in that they're going to get if they win it all.
So three more game checks, right?
Showed them a ring and showed them the trophy that, of course, they had from when they won it down here. Pretty amazing.
That is good motivation.
One more quick thing to get to here, and Zach brought this to our attention. We have a field goal contest going on this weekend. Goose Island, the beer that's kind of, they're up there in Chicago. They serve at the Cubs games and everything. So if you can kick a 43-yard field goal, that's the one that Cody Parkey missed, then you're going to get free beer for a year from Goose Island.
It's not a bad competition. I just don't know how many people are going to kick a 43-yard field goal.
It would have to be a guy that was a
soccer player,
or a guy that kicked a little bit at some level.
I disagree with that. I think someone could walk up there and make that.
It's a long field goal, man.
No way.
No, it's doable.
I think extra point might be doable.
You know, we talk about all these things that people
can do. I'm staying
out
of this. Last time I tried to get in one of these, I almost got fired.
There is no way anybody here could kick a 43-yard field goal.
I'm not even trying to say I can do that.
There's no way. This isn't running a 40 or trying to catch a punt or a kickoff return.
43-yard field goal? That's a long field goal, man.
You act like... I think
it's doable.
Cody Parkey couldn't do it.
In college, used to screw around and kick field goals.
Is it a one-shot deal or like, all right, you can get try it again?
Or I think just you one register kick. For one,
you
kick,
one kick.
And that's it.
And space
by
is
the way,
limited.
Even that goes.
Space is limited.
It might be windy, number one. Yeah. And number two, a lot of people would be watching. And there's people who even have a strong enough leg doesn't mean it's going to go through the uprights. I disagree. There will be some. There's going to be some guy that kicked in high school or something that could do it.
Beer for a year is a good incentive, though.
Those places have gotten really popular.
Yeah.
Think about going over the stomp by Funky Buddha.
Oh, yeah.
This weekend.
Of course.
Check them out over there.
A nice event.
For sure.
So that's what, the 36-yard line you'd be kicking from?
Well, are you going back 10 yards? The end zone's.
You got 10 or 7? It's 10.
No,
right?
you had 10. Seven okay. From the snap to the holder, and then you had 10. So you actually had 17 yards on. Yeah.
Well, there's no snapper, I guess, right?
No, just.
No, you just you
sit
kick
there.
It.
Yeah.
So from the 33, that's makeable.
Like
do you
this.
Just say stuff, or are you just like seriously?
No, I really think that that's makeable. You don't think I could do it?
I don't think for the best kickers in the world that a 40-yard field goal is automatic, like an extra point like you're making it sound like. And these are the best kickers in the world.
I'm happy to wager if you'd like.
What, you can make one?
Yes.
Anything you want, you can't make it. I've seen you. This isn't running a 40 against Omar. Anything you want, you can't get it, Big Mouth. So you pop off, whatever you want, you tell me.
I would like that beautiful Chevy truck you have in the parking lot.
You can drive that, whatever you want to work out. What do I get back? Because you can't
nothing.
Do it. No, that's
nothing.
How about this?
Sit, you're up. You know what that is?
I'd like to be in the middle of this and say whatever you're going to offer, what I think that it
I was
really
go for
hurt.
His house, but I'll tell you, I'll sell for the car.
No, what'll really hurt them in the back.
He always likes bets where they're one way.
They got to pay for Dunkin' Donuts for a month. That'll hurt everyone in the back.
I can live with that.
Q's the only one that doesn't care because he's going to get it regardless.
You want to do that? One kick
from Q's
43.
Good. He doesn't care.
One kick from 43.
No, I get three kicks. I get, well, at least I get a chance
here?
To warm up. I don't
no,
walk up.
You got it's the same right. walk up
no,
as
no,
the
no.
Deuce
no,
Island.
Look, you got to give
no,
me a shot.
That's fine. Three kicks.
One practice.
From the
33 one
yard line.
Three kicks. Three kicks, period. From 43 yards. And it's for a month that you got to bring in breakfast, the Dunkin' Donut breakfast.
I'm good with that.
What's it on your side?
By the way,
giving him the Chevy,
you know what I'm
going to
do? I'm going to let you go indoors while it's still set up over there at Dolphin over there.
Now you got to really
I'll
help.
Kick outside. I'm not concerned about a little bit of wind.
Remember he said that.
By the way, this is not showbiz. Don't showbiz me.
Wow.
This is it.
No, I'll kick. I'm not like this guy who won't show up. I'll kick.
Now he's taking shots at you.
Yeah. I showed up. It was your boss that told me I'd get fired if I try to kick.
No, it's your boss too.
Oh, yeah.
Just
that's
so
right.
you know, it's everybody's boss. Mm. Anyway, probably did you a favor, though. That thing I got out there, I just saw you getting hit or just looking
I mean, I might have lost a tooth, yeah.
And guys were
it's
waiting.
It's possible.
Not, it wouldn't
I wanted
good.
To try. I like the shirt they gave me.
All right, listen, we got
Josh Freeman just texted that he wants to be part of this bet.
What's he
I
saying?
I hope he's not trying to kick the ball.
What's Josh trying to say?
He said Hollywood's going to lose. I want in on this bet.
Yeah, he's right. Josh obviously knows a little bit more.
What's he going to throw in?
Does your ego just kick in when you're on the radio that
no,
all of a sudden you can
I
run
think,
real fast?
I just think it's makeable to hit a kick from the 33-yard line.
Someone said Hollywood can't throw the ball 43 yards.
That's true.
Well, there's already video of me doing that.
I don't know. You can throw it
I
much
that,
further than 43.
I did
43.
That with Omar. Yeah, I threw the
someone
ball
just
like
Zach
45
just
yards.
Negotiate free breakfast for him regardless. Correct, sir.
No, it was good. That was smooth.
Yes. No way you make a 43. If you do, I buy a round of four drinks if you make it. Now people are trying to get in on this. For the bet, Hollywood should give you that fancy popcorn.
Hollywood, we'll let you go. Stretch out. You let me know when any ever you want to do this, we'll jump right on it. 43, indoor, outdoor.
Someone text in, off the ground or a tee? Like, is someone going to be holding it like a regular field goal, or is it going to be off a tee?
Doesn't matter.
No, Joe can hold it. You can hold it, Zach.
I'm not holding that. What if you kick me in the face?
I wouldn't trust you. I wouldn't hold exactly.
Yeah.
You break my face. I wouldn't even trust you hit the ball. You might whiff.
That would be funny if we had video of that.
Oh, my God. That would be.
I'd buy Dunkin'
Donuts. I'd send
donuts.
It right to Omar if that happened.